The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And I hear he's just gotten even busier as the, I don't know, great poobah, senior advisor, sorry, to healthcare.com, which I'd like to throw in there. But even more interesting, the healthcare detective is detecting because he is ensconced up here.
No, I live here. This is my home.
Well, now
I'm a full-time resident of Lakeville, Connecticut. By the way, a community I've been coming, Carol and I have been coming up since 1986, so we're not exactly newcomers.
No,
but now
you're not
now
newbies.
Now this is our one and only home.
I know. That's the part that is absolutely mind-numbing. You know, it's like, oh, wait, because it's, yes, you've always been affiliated with the area, but now you are full-time residents.
Full-time residents, Lakeville, proud as can be. So we got to talk about COVID-19 because it's definitely tiptoed into our area. And the message is, look, it's time to be super vigilant, okay, but not to be panicky. So that's the whole purpose of the discussion we're going to have today. And we'll start off with hats off to our Marshall Miles, did a great job this week, breaking the story of the COVID-19 scare at the Walgreens in North Canaan. So there are a lot of rumors about what happened. Marshall and I have worked hard on this. We've got it confirmed. We're going to give you the facts to reassure you that there's no special COVID risk at that store. So here's what happened, okay? There was one worker, not more than one, one associate, went to work this week at the store with COVID-like symptoms. We do not know that he had COVID, okay? But he did have COVID-like symptoms. And like the other workers at the store at that point, aside from the people in the pharmacy, he wasn't wearing a mask and gloves. So anyway, with his symptoms, he was sent home to self-quarantine. And the store was closed. And it was closed for hours. Okay, with finally reopening Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., I'm sorry, for 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. A team of professional cleaners went in, and some listeners saw these people, and you could be, you know, concerned when you see people in hazmat-like uniforms going into a store. Okay, what did they do? They went into the store, and they fogged it, and like a worker told me, they fogged it like they do in China. So you've seen that on TV? Okay, hazmat guys goes in, they fog the entire store. Then they reopened, and it remains open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. Now, everyone in that North Canaan Walgreens is wearing gloves and masks. And that's a little, in this time now where we've got so much COVID all around the nation, one thing to keep in mind when you go into a store, look around and see everybody's wearing, as all the staff is wearing masks and gloves, you're wearing masks and gloves, be as careful as you can. Okay. They're all wearing masks and gloves at that store now. So the items were not restocked. And a worker I talked to there laughed at that idea as overkill. So there you have it. So, look, I leave it to the listener to decide whether they want to shop at that store. I rarely go to that store. Before, when it was Rite Aid's, now there's Walgreens. I don't go there, not because of a COVID concern. I don't go there because I don't like the parking lot. It's a cramped parking lot, and I'm always afraid I'm going to dent my car there. Now, one more fact for the listeners to keep in mind. I did go to the store back on March 10th. I rarely go, but there I was. That's a month ago. There's no COVID scare for me or concern for me. I was there a month ago. Anybody was there 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago? You don't have any symptoms now. You don't, calm down. You're fine. And that store is fine. There's no special risk there. So the rumors were, all the workers in the store got COVID. Absolutely not true. It's one worker. The store got fogged. And they're open for business, and everybody's wearing masks and gloves. Now, one of the fallouts of the story is that a lot of people got on the phone. They call their local doctors being concerned about being at the store or even hearing about the, okay. And the doctors got overwhelmed with a lot of calls that were really hand-holding calls, not real medicine calls, not real medical calls, okay? Here's an outlet for you. Here's an option instead of calling your local doctor. And this comes from Walgreens headquarters, and I think it's a help for our listeners. You want to talk to a doctor, go to walgreens.com/findcare, F-I-N-D, walgreens.com/findcare. You punch in your town, and up pops something they call MD Live. Now, that's access video or online to a doctor, okay? And you can have a consultation just the way you'd go to see your local doctor. You're just going to do it by telemedicine, and which is the wave of the future here, obviously. You're going to have a consultation. It's going to cost you a copay if you've got insurance, $20, $40, whatever your copay is. Or if you don't have insurance, $75 cash. You can also have a session with a behavioral therapist for $99, or even a second opinion if you need one for $800 cash or your copay. So there's an outlet for you. So Jill, have I straightened out what happened at Walgreens and why people should be obviously be vigilant, but not to be panicking?
Yeah, and you've done. I think you've done a superior job. And I would just add that really, if you were in the store a couple of weeks ago, you just. It's okay to relax. And I also want to throw in that, you know, during this time period, numerous people have gotten sick, you know, just regular change of season sick. And many of them have been tested and do not have coronavirus.
No, COVID-19.
Right, I understand. But because of the unremitting discussion about it, I mean, it's all that's in the news. It's all coronavirus all the time. If you happen to have your TV on, it's even more because then you get at least the pandemic music that goes with the all coronavirus all the time. And I'm still wondering who designed the original Corona cell logo. But anyway, I digress. The point is that these people have been tested and they have come back negative and they still have their symptoms. So you really do have to employ a bit more critical thinking in the whole.
We've seen the statistics, enough of them now. We know 3% maybe, okay, in this entire country, 3% of 300 million, 340 million, will get COVID. And out of that, only about 15% or 10% will really be seriously, seriously ill and need to go to the hospital. So, yeah, look, this is a pandemic and it's nothing to take lightly. And you ought to be social distancing, which means 6 feet away from somebody. At this point, you should be wearing gloves when you go out, and you should be wearing a mask too to protect someone around you as well as as they're wearing a mask to protect you. That's now common sense, and it's going to be with us for months. This thing is not going away tomorrow. So another thing we need to talk about, because you're going to see it, and don't overreact to it. You will be seeing National Guard trucks rolling into Sharon today if you're out on this wonderful, sunny, beautiful day.
As I'm looking out the window, I believe I just turned out and saw snow, right?
Yeah. So anyway, if you're out and about this snow, anyway, you're going to see, you'll see National Guard trucks rolling into town. They're going to the Sharon Hospital. They're going to create on those grounds a field hospital of 50 to 100 beds. As a safety net for overflow patients from all around the state, Fairfield County, wherever, just in case it's needed, okay? It's good to have that there, so there are beds available, empty beds, just in case there is a need for it. That's not something to be nervous about. That's something that's actually reassuring. Okay. Should we talk about personal stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
We got to that? All right, let's talk about it. Because this is the practical, we've got to get through this together, and this is practical stuff. So, look, we very much have wanted our daughter Nina and Ben, her husband, and little baby Gigi. Oh, she's so cute with red hair. We wanted them to come up to be with us, okay? They were down in Brooklyn. They were very afraid of infecting us. They'd been very, very careful. So how do we get them up here? We had all kinds of ideas, and we were going to pitch a tent in the backyard. Today would not be the day. Anyway, we finally got sensible. So here's what we're doing. We're renting a furnished cabin for a couple of weeks, and they're going to hole up there. They've got enough food that they're bringing with them. And then after 2 weeks with no symptoms, okay, then they're going to come to our house. And that assumes that in the next 2 weeks, Carol and I will not have symptoms. So we're symptom-free. We'll be on the 14 days. And they'll be with us. That's it. Great. And I can't wait to hug my kids. They won't have symptoms. I won't have symptoms. We know we're through that 14-day period. Little baby Gigi, I want to hug and give a big kiss. I might even hug the dog. He's a cute little dog. All right. Meanwhile, we remain in lockdown, right? We're tighter than ever, Carol and I. We're only going out now to Le Bon's or Sharon Market. We were doing like every 3 or 4 days. Now it's at least 7 days. We've also, I think listeners know this, but it's worth repeating. Le Bon's now delivers, or at least if you send in an order, they'll fill it in the parking lot. You drive in, you open your trunk, they'll put the packages in there. Now, the catch is you got to order 4 or 5 days in advance. But if you do that, they'll take your order. And then on that appointed day, you can just pull into the parking lot, or maybe they even drop it off at your door. So, Jill, what are you doing for food? Are you okay? You're getting food?
Yeah, and also Sharon Market is doing the delivery as well, you know, for an added fee, of course, but...
Okay, that's all right. That's added work.
It's fine. And and you talked about how you are your great refrigeration system. My question is, as it gets warmer, if it ever gets warmer, what you'll plan to do? But we've got time for that.
I mean, yeah. Let's talk about that. I'm going to ask you how you. Okay, you bring the food home from the store, right? They put it in your trunk, or they drop it on your doorstep. And the restaurants, by the way, there's a lot of takeout that comes that even will deliver. Oakhurst in Millerton, that diner will deliver food to your door. All right, then what do you do with the packaging? Okay, now we're very careful about that. So with gloves on, we bring the packaging into the house. So let's assume it's just a box full of food from the supermarket. We only take out the food we need immediately. So we're not touching everything. We're just taking the stuff we need, okay? The rest, thank God for the cold weather, we put it out on the porch. It's an extra refrigerator, thanks to Mother Nature. And we leave it there. We leave it there until we need it, day or two or three later, okay? Now, we've got this packaging. We have to assume the packaging is contaminated. So the packaging we get rid of, we toss it. Then, and we're doing this with gloves on, right? Take off the gloves, we wash our hands thoroughly, and then we wipe down the counters, wherever those boxes or containers were. We wipe that down carefully. I've put together a simple Clorox mix. You can find it online, what the proportions are, depending on how much you need. I put a little spray bottle, zing, 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 spray, spray, spray. You let it sit for 10 minutes. Let that stuff soak in, kill all the germs. Then you go along with a damp cloth, clean damp cloth, and you wipe it clean, okay? You've gotten rid of the germs. And we're doing the same thing with the mail. I come back from my walk. I try to walk every day 4 or 5 miles on the Milton Trail or something like that. I come back, I open up the post office box, and I take a look inside. If it's mail that, it's a catalog. Who cares? All right, I let it sit for a day or two. When I've got mail that I run and bring into the house, I do it with the glove on. I only take the mail that I really need that day and open it carefully. The rest I leave in the garage. I mean, you don't need that magazine for a couple of days. Let it sit there. It should be free of any virus if there was a virus. Certainly within 24 hours. I mean, there's no risk really at 12 hours, but we're being super cautious.
And that's right? That's the point. As we, of course, as always, run out of time. But the point is, individuals need to determine the level of caution. And if you're being super cautious, then be super cautious. And people do need to, I still see the odd person who's paying no attention, and that is irksome. But, by and large.
Here's the bottom line on this stuff. Assume you are contagious, right? You're asymptomatic. Unfortunately, with this disease, that's why it's so dangerous. You actually have the COVID-19, but you're asymptomatic until it pops up, okay? You're most contagious about 3 days before the symptoms start, so you're walking around. All right, assume you have it. Okay, you don't, but assume you do. Wear something to cover your mouth when you're out and about. Wear gloves, okay? And don't get closer to 6 feet to anybody that you're going to bump into, except people you're living with. Fine, you know? And assume that other person is contagious. So I go on my long, long walk on the Milton Trail, and the guy is on the other side of the street, on the other side of the trail, and he's far away from me, and he crosses over to my side. Brilliant, right? So what do I do? I go
cross over to his.
Why in the world would this dunce come over on my side without a mask? Okay.
I take
protective act. I walk to the other side. If you follow common sense stuff like that, your risk of getting this virus is extremely low. If you let your guard down, then you're running a risk, okay? So just keep that in mind. You're contagious, and everybody else is contagious. Put the mask on, put the gloves on, disinfect areas that might be contaminated. Stay safe, stay well. This will pass. This will pass, but it's going to pass very, very slowly. So you know what? We're in for months of this. Get used to it. Stay vigilant. Don't panic.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store and right here on my desk.